you guys do if we only had 1 month left to live? There are a group of people who are from the Family Radio, Christian radio station, and they believe that Doomsday is May 21st of 2011, which is coming up really soon. They believe probation ends on that date and secret rapture starts. And throughout the process until October 21st, 2011, it's going to be end of the world times, and October 21st is the official end date of the world. Can we believe this? I mean, we all want Jesus to come, but is this an exact date? And what would we do personally to if we had 1 month left?
What would I do?
Well, I wanted to. This is just like whatever fun thing. But if I had 1 month left, I actually wanted to live in like nature by myself or something.
Like Man versus Wild?
Just like Man versus Wild. I really wanted to do that and travel the world and really go into like,
I like to travel the
survival
world.
Places.
Well,
that was me.
Personally, I think that we as Christians should prepare as if Jesus could come in 100 years, but then live as if Jesus could come tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that any decision that we make, we won't regret.
When he does come.
Right. Like, for example, there are some people who said that Jesus is going to come certain date, and then Jesus doesn't come. So they get discouraged, they're sad, and then eventually they set another date, and then Jesus doesn't come again, and then they set another date, Jesus doesn't come again. Well, if we continue to live like that, we are living, we're not preparing for the future, but at the same time, we begin to regret the decisions that we made presently now. And so the policy that I've thought to be wise was to live as if Jesus can come today or tomorrow, but then prepare as if Jesus can come in 100 years or so.
I mean, there are these people, they do really believe that it is the end of times. And, you know, us too, we believe that this is the end of times. You know, there are signs that Jesus is coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, you know, the Bible does say that no one knows an exact date, which makes me very skeptical of May 21st being the doomsday.
Yeah. Jesus even said in Matthew 24 that, you know, even he doesn't know when he's going to come. Only the Father knows. So,
Really? Is that that?
Yeah. When Jesus was on earth, he didn't know when he was going to come back again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know if he knows now, but it says, no one knows the hour when the Son of Man cometh.
Yeah, I mean, we should really live like he's gonna come tomorrow and not regret the decisions we make and actions we do make.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, as Christians, that's how we should be. And just because I think you get really discouraged when you have a set date and he doesn't come.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be discouraged to the point where sometimes you might feel that Jesus, you don't believe in God anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't want to be like that.
It's just a dangerous step.
Right. Yeah. But at the same time, we have to live as if he can come today. That way, you know, we always have a tendency to put off some decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we know that we have to do, we just put it off to the side. Eventually, the opportunity leaves us, and we say, oh, wow, I lost my opportunity. Well, if we pretend as if Jesus is coming tomorrow, would we lay aside those opportunities?
Probably not.
Yeah. Like, for example, if there are some changes that we need to make in our lives, if we knew that Jesus is going to come today, would we make those changes now, today?
Hmm.
And see, so these are some of the decisions that we need to keep in mind on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. Do they tell us, like, what do these group of people do specifically because the world is ending?
Well, CNN actually did a report about this, and they actually interviewed some of the people who are leading this out. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing right now is they've given up their jobs, they've given up, they left their families for this, where they're just driving all around America. I don't know, in other parts of the world too, but they're driving all around America in just RVs, mm-hmm. handing out flyers to people, letting them know that come and repent, basically. Mm. But I mean,
how do they come to this kind of conclusion? Like,
there was a man who very good at math, and he calculated the numbers in the Bible and came to that day. One man. But then they didn't. CNN did an interview, and the man. There was a man who said, you know, at first I was skeptical about this. I was like, how can, you know, May 21st be the end of the world? And so, but then as I don't know if he personally calculated it or if he heard the man speaking and then was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And he
Heard the man speaking?
Like he heard the guy who originally made the calculation.
Oh, okay.
Like from a sermon maybe. I mean, I'm not saying that the man who made this calculation is he's entirely false. I mean, we never know what's going to happen. But I am personally very skeptical about it because I don't think...
I don't believe it because I know, like, physically, when, you know, like, going back to Matthew 24 again, like, mm-hmm. Jesus told us that, like, oh, if somebody said, oh, you know, look at the chamber, look it to the east, you know, Son of Man is here, like, don't look because I'm not going to be there, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come as a lightning. Everyone will know. So, like, oh, okay, that's, like, the physical part of it, I guess. But, like, when and there will be many teachings and deceivings and false, you know, preachings, and when I think something like this, where specific date is set when Jesus will come, I think that this is one of the, you know, false mm-hmm. yeah. teachings and deceptions.
And like, as I was going back to before, I don't want to offend him, you know. I think we really don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, we never know. But you know, many people can twist the words in the Bible however they want. Mm. And I think it's important that we use contextual interpretation also. Mm. And, you know, we never know what he did.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's when we run across somebody who says, I have new light, mm-hmm. We have to take a little bit of balance because there are some people in the Old Testament who, when the prophets came and said, I have new light from God, they shunned them, and as a result, they went into Babylonian captivity. And God condemned them for not obeying the prophets. Mm. So, just as well, you know, God may, in the end, people may say, hey, God, why didn't you warn us about your coming? And he'll say, what? I sent you plenty of messengers. Why didn't you listen to them? So we shouldn't be so closed-minded to where we say, no, anybody who says that doomsday is near, anybody who says that the end of the world is near, it's false, and just totally ignore them. That's one end of the extreme. Another end of the extreme is to accept everybody and anything that everybody says. And I am more inclined to believe that this may be the case here because it's based upon one man. Now, I refer you to Acts chapter 17, verse 10, where it speaks of the Thessalonians. In verse 11, it speaks about how Paul went to the Bereans, and it says that, speaking of the Bereans, it says that these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, because they received the word with all readiness mind, and not only that, but they searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. And so when we hear some truth from somebody, it's important not to shun them off and say, oh, this is completely false. That's not what the Bereans did. They said, oh, is that right? Paul is preaching this great truth about Jesus. Is this what the Bible actually says? And it says they searched the scriptures daily whether these things were so. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the approach that we need to take. When we hear somebody say, this is the end, right away you recognize that this is not truth because no man knows the ending hour.
Mm-hmm.
But then besides that, let's say that he didn't put a date, but then he is saying, I don't know the exact date, but then from my studies, Jesus is coming very, very soon.
Mm.
That should perk up our ears, and that should get our intentions to listen to what that person has to say,
mm-hmm.
and compare it with scripture if it's biblical or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to emphasize that I think you could tell who is a false prophet and who is not a false prophet by comparing it with the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it is really parallel with the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and it has nothing that's conflicting,
mm-hmm.
I think you could kind of guess that it might be true, a new light.
Mm-hmm.
But if it does conflict in any way, I think
yeah.
it cannot be true, because this is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I also do agree that, yes, this, like, the May 21st, you know, the end of the world, but these group of people are not the first people that says that the end is near.
Mm-hmm.
Because what do we know? Like, even the movie, like, 2012, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, the end is going to, people, many people believe that world is going to end 2012. And I heard, like, in China, like, Buddhists, they were like handing these, you know, like flyers saying the world is going to end, you know. Look at this, like, you know, our ozone layer and like our icebergs are melting and just like many
people. Global warming.
Yeah, global warming and many like global warming. Somebody even, like many people believe in global cooling too. I don't know what's going on in the nature, but we know that nature is getting destroyed and many, many people believe that end is near.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And these aren't just religious people either.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are in the secular world who actually believe that we are living in really weird times. That
mm-hmm.
even Stephen Hawking, he's considered to be the smartest man alive right now. He currently holds a he right now has a disease called Lou Gehrig's disease. And he's stuck in a wheelchair, but his mind is very, very sharp. And even he said that the only option that we have is perhaps in 100 years or so that we'll develop spaceships so that we'll be able to travel to other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because this world is just, it's going bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And many people are not really taking heed to, you know, like many some group of people, I guess I have to say minority, people are realizing that, oh, the world is going to end. And some group of people now, like majority people who just, you know, like live daily lives, they don't really, you know, take heed to that.
Because
mm-hmm.
they think history is just going to keep repeating and there's going to be never an end.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it might seem like, oh, it might end, but it's not going to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, I think, are actually like, not aware of the fact that this is going on.
Mm-hmm. Like, I remember there was this one person who said, like, you know, we've survived through an ice age.
Yeah.
We can survive through this.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very interesting. But we've discussed about the date, how it can be an exact date according to the Bible, for no man knows, you know, the exact date. But then what about these people believing secret rapture?
What exactly is secret rapture?
Secret rapture is basically, Jesus comes and takes the soul secretly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as it, they use the quote, Jesus will come as a thief in the night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like secretly he takes up their souls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do believe that Jesus will come as a thief in the night. The Bible does say that.
Mm-hmm.
But then if we look at the context of what the Bible says of Jesus coming as a thief, how does a thief exactly come? Silently or secretly?
Silently.
No.
Oh, no. Thief is not a silent.
Usually.
Sometimes.
They come suddenly.
Suddenly,
right? Usually, it's not very silent, is
yes.
it, when a thief comes? Usually, when a thief comes, it's they make lots of noise and so forth. let's go to that text.
When it's unexpected, right?
Yeah. Let's actually go to 1 Peter, I mean, 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 4, okay, chapter 4 is talking in the light of Jesus' second coming. Notice what he says, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now, it's the Bible language uses the word sleep, but it's actually talking about death. Because if you read on, verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. He's contrasting those who are alive to those who are asleep, those who are alive to those who are dead. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Okay? So the first thing that takes place when Jesus comes, graves will open up, and people will begin to see dead people coming back alive. What about the people who are alive? Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, the question is that silent or is that secret? Chapter 5 is the quotation that a lot of people use. Verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the light, thief in the night. So there's that quote again. There's that phrase, comes as a thief in the night. But is it talking about he's coming silently, or is it talking about he's coming suddenly? For when they shall say peace and safety, then what kind of destruction?
Sudden destruction
cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Now, the illustration that Paul uses is a pregnant woman who is about ready to give child. Now, a pregnant woman has no idea when the child is going to give, when it's going to be ready to come out. But then suddenly it's going to come. And much in the same way, that's the same way as how Jesus is going to come, just as a thief. Mm-hmm. And so when the Bible actually uses this term, thief in the night, it doesn't necessarily mean silently, but more, not silently, but just suddenly, when it's not expected, when people are not expecting it.
But it's not really a secret, I think, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't have, Well, if we compare with other parts of scripture, we would have to conclude that it cannot be secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it says, you know, he will come as a lightning, and everyone mm-hmm. will yeah. know. Right. And he's coming.
Yep.
Revelation 1:7 says, behold, every eye shall see him. Mm. Every eye shall see him.
I guess because, you know, it says we only use 10% of our brain. But how can every eye see them? I mean, this world is round. Everyone's like around every... I mean, I still can't understand that.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's hard to.
It's just like imagining in heaven, perfect world. How can you really mm-hmm. imagine yeah. see yourself in the perfect world?
My theory on it is, you know, Bible says that Jesus is going to come from east to the west.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to go in a singular direction. So I guess he's going to go around the world and gather up all the saints from the graves and all of those who are alive. And as he's going around the world, every eye, not at the same time, but every eye will eventually be able to see him. I guess that's what it means.
Mm.
But the funny thing is, how do you know where he starts? Because, you know, east is always on your right, and west is always on your... did I get it right?
Yeah.
On your left, right? So if you're still, like, let's say you're in Korea, to you, east is here. Mm-hmm. And west is... Well, usually map is set up in a 2D way. But like, if you're looking at a 3D way, there's no really a set point where it starts and where it ends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there is, because you know, like the Asia, you know, continent, they face the sun first, and their day starts before, you know, our North American continent. So maybe, you know.
But isn't that based on our set of guidelines?
Mm, yeah. Well, I don't know. This is. this is up to God to decide. Yeah. I mean, that's God's problem.
I want to mention one thing. I like how in the verse you read, for yourselves, in verse 2, chapter 5, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. It says that you know it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So you know exactly that he is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not the certain day, but you just know that he's going to come
mm-hmm.
soon.
Mm-hmm. This understanding of secret rapture became very popular. It actually has been around. Began by the name of Francisco Riviera. He was a Jesuit priest who counter-reformed the Catholic Church by developing this theory called futurism. But it basically is the idea of putting the Antichrist way into the future to this point right here, where just before the Antichrist begins to reign, the 7-year tribulation, the saints will be caught up and they will escape the tribulation. Some terminologies that a lot of people use are like pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, so forth. Those are all churchy terminologies to refer to this event right here. But then, if we take what the Bible says, and study, you know, I don't know if you've heard the name D.L. Moody, but Pastor Moody did a study on New Testament of how many times second coming is mentioned in the New Testament. He found that 1 out of every 22 verses is actually talking about about second coming. And so the Bible does speak a lot about second coming, but when you compare scripture with scripture and all points to the Bible, you realize that when the Bible says that Jesus is going to come, he doesn't come silently, but he comes with a shout, with a trump of God, mm-hmm. with the voice of the archangel, right? So it's audible. And it says that every eye will see him, and everybody, others will mourn because they see him. So it'll be visible. We'll see that all of his angels will come before him. I don't know, think about this. one angel was able to destroy many, many people, but then imagine all of the angels coming to take up the saints. That's going to be a glorious event. So people can't say, oh, wait, we missed it. No, we can't say that because the Bible says, Matthew chapter 16, that all of the angels, he will come in glory with all of his angels.
Yeah, and also, like, nowhere in the Bible mentions a secret rapture. Mm-hmm. Nowhere in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a, you know, man-made theory that, you know, it says...
It's just a misunderstanding of the thief in the night, I think, because mm-hmm. they usually use that.
Then,
mm-hmm.
what about, you know, May 21st to October 21st? They say it's going to be a process, and eventually there will be a big earthquake, which will end the world officially. You know, you say it's going to come suddenly, so does that mean it's just going to be one day happening, this end of the world, or is it like actually like a time period? Some people believe we are actually living in the end of the world time period, so...
Well, we can always, you know, go back to Matthew 24.
Mm-hmm.
It says, you know, there will be the rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines and whatnot, and those will take place, and plagues will take place, and you know that these are the signs that Son of Man cometh, and then it also says in one verse that like this, those things happen, this generation will not pass until he comes, like finally comes and comes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I believe that, like the you know, God is love, so he will not make us suffer like very long time because of the famines and you know right now we are you know
mm-hmm.
suffering from the word poverty, but I'm talking about like severely. Where you that these things take place in the diverse places around the world, and that you know that oh this is the end times. Many people will know. So, like, what was I gonna say? So then, like it will take place in time. Maybe you know suddenly, not maybe not one day, but you know Jesus will come like one day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And not only that. If you just think about it logically, you know, we just read in 2 Thessalonians, that the process in which the exact chronological order in which it takes place, it says that verse 16, for the Lord himself shall